What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Plumpster's DFS Picks. Today we have three options on a Saturday for DFS on DraftKings Showdown. Got the Yankees and Tigers. You got the Indians and White Sox. But my favorite one is the Kansas City Royals at the Minnesota Twins with the current ERA leader on the mound for the Kansas City Royals in all of baseball, not just the American League, and Danny Duffy against a very hot, hard-hitting Twins lineup that seems like they're finally getting their footing. And they've had a rough start to the season, these Twins have, man. And I'm not saying I feel bad for them or anything, but you know their bench coach did pass away earlier in the spring. They had all the stuff going on in Minnesota, obviously, and then they all got COVID out west. And now, coming up on the schedule, they are going to have to play a home game. I think it's at the end of May or June. They're going to have to play a home game, and then on their day off, fly from Minnesota to Anaheim, play a doubleheader on their day off, then fly a one-day West Coast trip, then fly from Anaheim to Cleveland for the next day for to start a series in Cleveland. So that's down the pipe. That's coming up for them. But, yeah, it's been a rough start to the season, but I think the bats are finally heating up, and I think this is a spot where a lot of people may just load up on Danny Duffy because of the first four starts and think that's forever. That's what he's going to do now. And I don't know if that's so true. I don't think Danny Duffy's a bad pitcher whatsoever. I just think what he's been doing is a little bit of an outlier. And I think we can get to him here with some of these hot Minnesota bats. So let's jump into it. Byron Buxton at the top, 11K. He's been probably the best player in the American leagues thus far this season. He's batting 426, 8 homers, 14 RBIs, and he's stolen a few bases. 11K is definitely worth the price tag. He can get you there, no problem whatsoever. Byron Buxton will be in play, and to captain him will be contrarian because it'll be a very expensive lineup if you do, or it'll be a very expensive captain. So, yeah, we're going to have to get to him in both forms of captain and utility here. Danny Duffy, I will use some Danny Duffy, but a left-on-right matchup anytime, man, anytime the Twins are playing against a lefty. I load up on the Twins. I have for years I've been done this. So it's going to keep going that way, it looks like. So, yeah, I'm going to load up on the Twins here and Danny Duffy against Danny Duffy. Nelson Cruz is next, another guy you just have to put in your lineup. Batting 329, 7 homers, 19 RBIs. These two guys, man, these are two of the best right-handed hitters in all of baseball, especially against left-handed pitching. We have to the only difference between Buxton and Cruz is Buxton has a lot of stolen base upside. Cruz has no stolen base upside. So you weigh it, but Cruz just has any at bat, man. He can go deep. So you got to really, really like Nelson Cruz. Matt Shoemaker is kind of interesting to me. He's been decent this year, but I don't see the upside at his price tag. I kind of look at this game an offensive output style game here. So I'm not going to be 9,800. That's okay. But the Royals have been swinging a pretty decent stick lately, so I'm probably not going to go too heavy there. This is going to be more of like the game last night between Toronto and Atlanta. I really like the bats in that game. And I don't think in all my 20 entries, I didn't use one pitcher in all my entries there. So I'm going to do the same deal here and just load up on all the bats, pretty sure. Outside of maybe a Danny Duffy potential Kansas City stack, just in case he is as good as he's been pitching, but I kind of doubt it. So, no Matt Shoemaker for me, really, at all. Next up, Sal Perez, still priced up. Hitting decently, 268, 5 homers. Good matchup for him against Shoemaker. So, yeah, he'll be in play in Kansas City stacks, but I'm not going to look to force myself to get to any Sal Perez very often. Whit Merrifield, I do like a lot, batting 274. tied for the league lead in stolen bases. Hit a rough night last night, went 0-for-4. But again, I like the matchup against Shoemaker, and he'll lead off. So at 9,200, again, a good leadoff hitter, a lot of stolen base upside, some power. But Whit Merrifield's definitely in play. Mitch Garver turned it around the other day in his last start against Cleveland. He went yard twice. Played a lot of them that day. But yeah, we're going to look at some Mitch Garver here in the left on right matchup. He'll probably definitely get the start because he hasn't played since that afternoon game against Cleveland. So we're going to look at a lot of him. Up next, Josh Donaldson. Another left on right matchup. I have a lot of interest in Josh Donaldson. As long as he's in the lineup, batting second. I really like that, that left on right matchup for him. Two homers on the season only, but he's batting 268. Not the same player he once was, but he still has a lot of pop. Jorge Polanco, he's been struggling this year. He kind of turned it around the other day, hit his first homer against the Tribe. I do have some interest in Jorge Polanco, but the price tag at $8,400, it's going to be tough to get to when you have to pay up for guys like Cruz, Buxton, Donaldson, Garver. Carlos Santana's next, $7,600. That's cheap for Santana. He's been hitting the ball really well this year. I like him a lot better at home. Okay, but I do like him a lot at the left side of the plate. So, with him at the left side of the plate against Shoemaker, I will have a lot of interest in Carlos Santana. Him and Whit Merrifield will be heavy in my lineups, and not just in Kansas City stacks, just in general. Luis Arraez left on left. We'll see if he's in the lineup. They don't usually like playing him against lefties. He has more this season. But with Max Kepler back, we'll see who gets the nod there in the left-on-left matchup. But if he's in the lineup, he probably won't be leading off in that kind of matchup. So I have a little less interest in him when he's not leading off in general. Andrelton Simmons, left-on-right, doesn't have any power. Little stolen base upside, hits for some decent average. He'll be in play at 7,200. We'll see where he's at in the lineup. He could be batting 8th or 9th, though. Max Kepler, left-on-left, just got back off the COVID IL. We'll see. They might just rest him, make sure he's okay, left on left. Maybe he'll get a pitch hit later in the game. But if he's in the lineup at 7K, that's not too bad for Max Kepler. He's a pretty good hitter here overall. Like I said, he hasn't played a whole lot this year dealing with the COVID. He's only batting 220 and still doesn't have a homer yet. But he'll get there. Jorge Soler, big power upside, strikeout upside though too. He's only batting 205, but only two home runs. But there could be any day he could just go for a 2 or 3 dong day. And that could be today against Matt Shoemaker, who, again, isn't a very good pitcher. Miguel Snow still in the IL. Hunter Dozier right on right. He's only batting 134, one of the worst batting averages for everyday player in baseball right now, struggling heavily. So we'll see. He might be a contrarian option. People box score watching, he's a better hitter than that. Williams Astudillo. Left on right, they like playing hit this guy against lefties. He's about a big, the definition of a bowling ball as you can be. He's about 5'8", 240 pounds, and he swings this huge bat, man, super long, and he swings it as hard as he can. I don't know how he doesn't tear his shoulder every time he swings the bat. Every ball he hits, even if it's a grounder, is going 1,000 miles an hour at you. So I like Williams Astudillo if he's in the lineup. Michael Taylor's been struggling since he started out kind of hot. He's been struggling ever since. He's batting 260. It'll be a little interest, but right on right, it's going to be a tough for me to get to unless he's a little higher up in the lineup. Andrew Benintendi, 6K. He's been batting lower in the lineup, but he's been hitting a little bit better, taking the pressure off and batting 238. His power's completely gone. Still a little stolen base upside, but at 6K, you got to have some interest. Hanser Alberto has been playing quite a bit here. Everyday player for them, coming over from Baltimore. Got to have some interest in him if he's batting in that 5-hole, right on right, even still. Ryan O'Hearn's playing again. He's only batting 154, but he is a huge home run upside guy. A lot of power in his bat. Right on left, he should definitely be in the lineup at 5,600. If Ryan Jeffers is in the lineup instead of Mitch Garver at 5,600, he'll even play left on right. We'll see about that. As we go down here, Nicky Lopez, left-handed hitter. He's usually bats last, ninth every game for the Royals, but he does have a little bit of he likes to shoot those gaps, man, and anytime he does that, big triple upside for him, big stolen base upside for him. And then with Witt and the guys behind him, I actually like Nicky Lopez a lot. People don't like playing him, but I don't mind him whatsoever. Kyle Garlick's been activated from the COVID list. I'm not sure if he will play, but it is a left-on-right matchup, so I wouldn't be surprised if he does. Brett Rooker was optioned for Kyle Garlick, which is kind of disappointing because I kind of like Rooker a little bit better, but we'll see. If Kyle Garlick breaks the lineup 5K, you got to play him. Kyle Isbell, he's also in play too. He hasn't played since the 21st though, so we'll see. He might be kind of out of favor in Kansas City. But here we go. My favorite play in the whole slate, $4,600. I know it's left on left, but I bet you he plays, is Alex Kirilloff. Finally went double dong last night. He's only been 167, but he's hitting the ball hard. This kid's here to stay. This kid's a freaking stud. I like him a lot. So I'm very excited about Alex Kirilloff. Not today. Well, today and going forward for the rest of the season and the future. So rounding it back out, not a lot of interest in either pitcher here. I think Danny Duffy turns back into a pumpkin, to say. He's going to struggle here against this huge, huge, powerful right-handed lineup from Minnesota. I'm going to pay up for a lot of these bats, so we're going to have to find some value, maybe even find a couple of relief pitchers just to round it out and get a 4K guy. Let's go back. We'll go back and look at we'll have to go back and look at some different starts here and see who comes in. If you like the Twins to win, we're going to have to look at some potential closer options there, but I'm not getting that now. But I don't know. I really like the bats on both sides. My favorite Kansas City bats are probably Santana, cheap Nicky Lopez, Whit Merrifield, and then my favorite bats on the Twinkie side, definitely Buxton, Cruz, Donaldson, and we'll have to get down lower to some Kirilloff and potentially Jeffers and or Garlick, whoever gets the start. Out in the outfield. So we'll see, man. This should be a fun little slate. I like these high potential scoring slates. They're kind of my favorite options here. That's kind of why I got off the other two, because of the pitching matchups are a little bit better. So let's enjoy this one, man. This should be fun. And maybe we'll do some trucks for tonight's truck race in Kansas. Kyle Busch and Ross Chastain are in that one. We'll see what we got going on. All right, guys, you have a good one. Enjoy your Saturday.